I put out a video last week putting a challenge out there, telling everybody, give me your best proof text proving that when we are raptured to heaven. As always, you know, when you challenge anyone's position, people lose their minds. And I kind of hoped that would happen. So again, just because something is strange to you does not mean it's strange. Let me be clear about that. Revelation 7 does not prove we are in heaven. I interpreted Revelation 7 exactly the way he did. But again, until I got corrected. Okay, I got corrected on something. So he's like, translation, I'm saving my weird, obscure view of the rapture so I can get views on my next video. Hey, you know, when people do have podcasts, they do hope people watch it. Okay. But anyway, this weird interpretation sounds like the same weird interpretation that the sons of God are not in heaven in the book of Job. There is nothing in Job 1 and 2 that explicitly says that's in heaven. To me, there is greater indication that it is on earth because of the language being used there is very similar, in fact, identical to language we see involving temple practices that were all on earth. Temple language. So he says the only way and to try to wiggle out of the checkmate of the rapture being us caught up to heaven is to say that Revelation 7:9 is not the rapture. Now, which is weird because Pastor McMurtry faithfully taught this very thing for years. It seems that Pastor McMurtry has been entering into a cloud of confusion and darkness because the light of truth resembles what the new IFB has taught. And we can't have that. Who cares whether or not the new IFB teaches it? If it's the Bible, then it's Bible.
Nice.
Remember when Shelley accused me of teaching that the Roman centurion had like Superman vision and was able to see through walls because I said he could see the veil torn from, you know, where Jesus was crucified?
Now his X-ray vision reveals Luthor's secret hideout.
Does anybody think that's what I actually believe?
Are you serious?
Then we which are alive and remain should be caught up together with them in the clouds. Who are the them? Those that he's going to bring with him. And to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Okay, now. That passage right there does not prove we're taken to heaven, nor does it prove we're brought to earth. You could go either way. So 1 Thessalonians 4, it does not prove heaven, nor does it prove earth. You can go either way. And then we see the multitude in heaven in Revelation 7:9, following the same sequence of events in Matthew 24. Pastor McMurtry already knows all this. He's just choosing to go in the dark and entertain strange doctrines for God knows what reason. But none of this is proven we're taken to heaven. So there's a multitude of people in heaven that no man could number, but they got there some other way than the rapture? Or these people who have not yet been resurrected that are in heaven? Okay, here's my question, sermon trailers. Where did it say they were in heaven? Where does it say that? After you see these scriptures, it'll blow your mind. And so then he says, just trying to figure out what kind of weird mental gymnastics you have to do to wiggle out of this. Okay. So just kind of weird. It's going to be weird mental gymnastics. None of these verses demand a rapture in heaven. None that he gave demand a rapture in heaven. They don't say one way or the other. Okay. You think Isaiah 25 blew your mind? We've got another one. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. Sitteth on the throne. Him that sitteth on the throne. Are the people on earth seeing Jesus seated on a throne in heaven or on earth? We all agree with that, no matter where, even if you think we're getting raptured to Jupiter, we're going to be with Christ. This is a slam dunk, okay? Matthew 25, 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
Pow.
Oh! This is a slam dunk, okay? Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
Pow.
Oh! What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Hide us from him that sitteth on the throne. You know why? Because they've seen him. He's here. This is on earth.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I only ever heard we were raptured to heaven. I started questioning that on my own a few years ago. I thought no one else questioned it, so I pretty much ignored my own thoughts. Yeah, there's a ton of people, just not typically Baptist, strange to the Bible is what I meant. No, strange to you. It's not strange to the Bible. It's strange to you. I'm showing all of these passages that we read us going to heaven on don't explicitly tell us that. And they don't even seem to indicate that. It's weird, LOL. It's a strange take. No, it's weird to you. It's not weird. There's nothing weird about it. Yes, pastor shows like 4 or 5 slam dunk verses that show it's on earth. I think I did. And we did. We tried to take it slow.
Stop it. Get some help.